In Matthew 5:14-20, Jesus talks about himself being the fulfillment of the law. He says, "Don't think I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." He tells us that his law is still applicable in the kingdom, but the way it works out is completely different. It's not written, it's internal now, not external. And whether you keep it or not will be revealed in your life by your attitudes and behaviours, your reactions and responses, your rebellion, resentment and independence. There will be no hiding place. Your lifestyle will be the gospel you preach. Your light will shine. It's just a question of whether that light is darkness or not. It will not be a bad outward show of piety, form and religion, but relationship and the Holy Spirit's ministry of the interior. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you will allow me to make the changes necessary inside you to fully become a kingdom citizen in order that you may live a kingdom lifestyle. You have changed both nation and law. Natural law has no effect in this kingdom. Here it is fulfilled in one word, love. 1 Corinthians 13:3-10 in the Message. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've got nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up, cares more for others than self, doesn't want what it doesn't have, doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. We have entered the kingdom where love is the key. And the change inside, when this kingdom hits, is radical. Nothing from the old fits. From now on, Jesus is going to keep repeating, "You have heard it said, but I say to you," signifying there is a higher authority at work and a higher place from which to live.